Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors.
Oh, man.
And, of course, the famous upside-down hat-wearing Alec Medford. It's a big day for you, Alec. Welcome to the program, everybody. How we doing?
I'm great. Why is it a big day for Alec?
Because, what's his nuts? Signed on with another practice squad, right?
I don't know who What's-His-Nuts is, Kevin.
The hat guy.
Oh, DiNucci.
Yeah.
What's-His-Nuts. Dude, he played for the Cowboys.
That's right.
He was on the field twice, I believe.
He signed with the Falcons.
Yes.
Before their pregame against the Cowboys.
Because they're like, hey, we need some insight on the Cowboys.
There is no way
we really
that
need to break
is
their
why.
Defense down for us. You know, Floosh, right? Kevin, does every player that ever wore a star on their helmet deserve like that kind of respect?
Ooh, like, how much? I personally,
no matter who they were, they were able to.
Yes,
there's a time I feel like when Landry was the dude. It starts out with the Landry stuff, so here
that
I am.
Makes sense to
but
me.
There was a time with that Landry stuff. It was just like they were. I mean, they say it, icons. They were gods here in DFW.
Yeah,
and every one of those guys from the top of the roster to the bottom of the roster was respected, loved. It felt like obviously you had the Roger Staubach leadership and those. That quality, and then Tony Dorsett's. But right now, the same thing. There's been so many, guys that have come through the star. Do they still deserve that kind of respect when they walk through?
I mean, I'm sure everyone's answer is going to be different. Personally, I would say yes. I am a lifelong Cowboys fan, and if you got to put on the Cowboys uniform and helmet, let alone did so and actually played in a game, I think that is unbelievable, and that is something that you could tell stories about the rest of your life.
That do you think the players have that same type of respect for it when they walk into the star? Because whenever if you're getting a chance, watch the Netflix series Just Cause, okay?
I will. I added it to the list.
It's not shoddily put together. I'll tell you that. This is a good series, I can already tell. But when Michael Irvin's telling his story about his dad wearing the fedora, this is a story we've heard. My dad wore a fedora just like Tom Landry. I said one day he said, we're going to save up enough money so we can go watch the Cowboys play.
Right.
When he walked into Valley Ranch, that was his dream. And he wanted to live a dream that he saw. And he did, win the Super Bowls and all that stuff.
So
I just wonder if guys still have that
okay.
because that was an era of Cowboys that was excellent, and he wanted to carry that over. And since then, it's been different.
I think that you just described the exact scenario of which the ownership group still has trouble separating from.
Okay.
And, like, I think about it. This is the example I use. Like, 1990s, probably more 2000s Notre Dame, where they scuffled by their standards because they were like, well, everybody will come here. We're Notre Dame. We have the game package on NBC. Nobody can do that like us. And then the media landscape changed, college football changed, and they were like, oh, okay, so we have to, like, adapt. With her. So I'm sure there are people that walk into the Star and they're like, holy crap, this is the Cowboys. But I bet there's a lot more that's like, holy crap, I made it to the NFL. The team doesn't matter as much. And so, like, I think there was a time when you had 20 straight winning seasons, when you were in 15 of the first 30 NFC championship games. By the way, that's a real fact, which is bananas. Every other NFC championship game you were in. I think that time people walked in, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm with the Cowboys of Aikman, Emmitt, Irvin, Staubach, Pearson, like on and on and on and on. Now
you're 30 years away from
exactly
growing up as a kid and having that feeling.
Now, when you walk into that building, like, do you say based on your age? And I want to make this clear. These are all really good and in some cases great players, but I don't think they're at the same level of any of the people I talked about, Bullet Bob Hayes, Darren Woods, and Tom Landry. Like, I could go on and on and on, but now you're like, man, I'm walking the same halls as Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, DeMarcus Ware. Those are all good to great players, but it's not the same.
They're propped up. Like they were Emmitt, right?
And I think that's the problem because they were really good. And then you make a turn to the part that really matters and it's the Super Bowl trophy case and you've never had to expand it.
Yeah.
Like it's built for five. And I,
oh man,
if you've seen it, it's built for five.
That's rude.
Okay. Do you think I'm wrong?
No.
Okay. Okay. I just really needed to clarify.
Hey, hold on, you know what? They can build another one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sick, or they can squanch them in. I think I just made that word up. Yeah, don't worry about that. No, but like that's my point. And that's why I'm really excited to see this documentary, but I want to see what the balance is. And you know what? I looked at the whole runtime. It's 7 hours and 45 minutes. Shave off a few minutes for the credits, 7.5 hours. We might well already have listeners that have seen the entire thing.
Probably so.
And if that is the case, I want to know what the balance is between old and new. I understand why the series starts with like the Black Saturday or however they call it when Landry and they just clean house. I understand all of that. But all of the like bugs for the titles and the highlights I've seen have been about, what about when we brought in Dion and won a Super Bowl? What about Charles Haley, Emmitt Smith, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl? And so, like, that's what it feels like a good bit of the focus is going to be on and not, hey, I take you to 2007. You'd already beaten the Giants twice that year. You had home field advantage. You really should have won that game.
No, I don't think that's going to exist.
Okay.
And because this is a documentary about a time period.
Yeah.
Which that kind of takes away from the name, right?
Yeah.
The Gambler and His Cowboys. Because The Gambler and His Cowboys, he's also had some losses. But maybe they will. Maybe they will get to that. I haven't gotten there yet. I don't even know the titles. I would like to see that part of it too and how that's handled.
Because that's way more interesting than the gambler who stood pat for 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's boring.
Man, Kevin, I think you were out. I heard Jerry throw this line out of when you've had success, you lose your appetite for risk.
Sure.
And I wonder how much that's affected, when that affected him. Because it wasn't just Jimmy leaving.
Sure. I mean,
this whole pitch, Kevin, that you watched the first part of this, the whole thing is, Jerry gave some amazing speeches to Dallas.
I've no doubt.
About how Jimmy Johnson was going to set the standard of football. And then it took some time, but he did. You know, like eventually he did. And then was it Jimmy leaving and Jerry was like, all right, that's it. I've done it.
Okay, I get that for a certain period of time. How long are you not hungry anymore?
I don't know.
And like, surely 30 years can't be the answer, right? And there's one specific thing. I think it was John Machota who threw this out there. And I'm really interested in these aspects of the documentary. Because like, I became a sports fan simultaneously watching those Cowboys teams and sitting in the giant blue ballpark that had nothing but metal benches.
I was like,
everywhere.
I have a baseball team.
Yeah.
And I also have the Super Bowl Cowboys.
Exactly. And so like, those were my years where I became a sports fan. So I feel like I remember a lot of those. But I'm more interested in the Tony Romo cut that I heard where he said, we had a couple of teams that I think could have gone to or won the Super Bowl. I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm interested in those times to kind of see if we get more of a breakdown of what happened. Because if it just goes back to luck, that's what Steven and Jerry throw out a lot. And that's what I hate so much. And that's why I hope the number one person who watches every single minute of this is Jerry Jones.
Oh, he has.
Good. And I hope he has not people from his family watching it along with him. And so they,
oh, can, they did.
And so that are not sycophantic yes men along the way. I hope those people are sitting with him and being like, hey, dude, look, the Patriots won 68 million championships. Have you seen their 8-part documentary on Netflix? I know they've got another one at ESPN and all that. The Cowboys are a brand. Now imagine, what if you actually won? You're not going to go away just because you have 2-5-12 seasons. I guarantee you, if you were to rebuild, whether it's at the end of the Dak Prescott contract or whatever, 2028, 2029, you're not just going to go away if you go 5-12 back-to-back season.
Well, and Kevin, I know the idea of rebuilding too, or just finding a demand for excellence again.
Yeah.
And hopefully
maybe it's here.
I hope that Schottenheimer is the one that has the demand for it. By the way, Sean texted me. He said the director just told him it's 80-20. So 20% current, 80% past.
Okay.
So there, and that's,
which by the way, for Sean and RJ and for the director, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if like episode 15 was 2005 and episode 6 was 2006, you'd be like, oh my, come on. Like, is this entire episode about then we decided to play Tony Romo?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a great little 5-minute snippet.
When you watch though, Kevin, you go back and watch the guys like Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman and Emmett practice. Now you're watching them and you're like, well, they're champions. Obviously, what they're talking about is true. Do I doubt that CeeDee Lamb is giving the same type of effort in his work that Michael Irvin gave? I don't.
I don't either.
Do I think that Dak Prescott doesn't have the same type of hunger and desire to win that Troy Aikman had? I think that Dak has that hunger. Maybe the skills are differently. So that's where the confusing part to me is, what is it that doesn't come together? Do I think that Micah Parsons has that desire? I do. I actually do. I'm very curious about a lot of other players and their talent level, and then the demand that comes from the top to be the standard again of what they were back then. Because didn't Bill Belichick and the Patriots took that standard and said, we're it now? And now the Chiefs are like, no, we're the standard, and you're never going to find a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. Good luck. And
but okay, so the Chiefs are a great example. Man, I'm really glad that you brought that up. The Patriots, at their height of greatness, did not touch the social impact or like zeitgeist is the word I'm going to use of the Cowboys. Not even close. All right, the Chiefs just now, with the best football player on the planet and maybe the most popular entertainer on the planet, merged with multiple Super Bowls. Just now, they might be equal with those 90s Cowboys. And so that just shows like how crazy, and the Cowboys in general, how crazy that brand is, since we don't win anything. And I wanted to hit this, and this is what I believe with all my heart and soul. From the 214, I disagree with this person, and I'll tell you why. The Cowboys were a brand. They ain't, we'll say, anything nowadays. I disagree with that. The Cowboys used to be a football brand. Now the Cowboys are a brand that sometimes plays football. And that's, I think that's where we sit right now. We're the KNC masterpiece.
What was that line? I think the Tech Shram said, hey, this is great, except for you have to play the games on Sunday.
Yes.
And then you're like, hold on. That's the whole key. No. But that's okay for owners and GMs and whoever to think that way.
Yeah.
I don't want my players buying in on.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On that same thing?
Yeah.
On Sundays where we go live. On Sundays where we go make everything happen.
And let's face it.
Or Thursday or Monday or Saturday.
We play a lot of different days of NFL football now. And what's the incentive? You just got your Netflix documentary and we just talked about it. We're going on 30 years. They haven't even been in the game to get to the game where you win the title.
Let's get to that game.
Okay, let's do it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with the Dallas Cowboys insider for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It is Nick Harris right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring on Dallas Cowboys insider for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It is Nick Harris. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing good. Now, we made the determination that if you skip through the credits, the Netflix documentary of the Cowboys is about 7.5 hours long. So, did you wake up at 2:45 and just complete watching the entire documentary so you could talk about it frame by frame with us right now?
You know, it's funny because I got the episodes a few days ago, and I guess whatever server they had given me or whatever, it was starting to really act up a couple of days ago. So I had to finish 5 episodes last night at 2 a.m. So yes, correct. We are ready to roll with all 8 episodes on fresh on my brain.
Okay. So what were your overall, you know, like Corey has already said, it's very well constructed. It looks very good. I know the content is what's going to fire up or piss Cowboys fans off. What is your general take on the series?
Yeah, phenomenally made. And the Way brothers, the directors of this series, just did a phenomenal job. I mean, they have it on their track record of some of the documentaries that they've done with Netflix, and they really, you know, hit a home run with this one, whether it be the cinematography or the plot directing or, you know, the chronological order of how they go back and forth with the story and explain everything from multiple points of view. They just do a fantastic job. And that goes from, you know, Jerry Jones' early beginnings, you know, in Little Rock, Arkansas, up to when he was thinking about buying the San Diego Chargers and how Jimmy Hoffa was a part of that negotiation.
Hell yeah.
And later on, I mean, we talk about the 1992 game at Candlestick Park. That one really shines in episode 3 as probably the strongest episode of the series. And then episode 8, you get a really interesting look into the present day and even the potential future at the hesitation of Stephen Jones, Charlotte Jones, and Jerry Jones Jr. And one clip really kind of stands apart from the rest with Stephen Jones, and the director asked him, so what is the succession plan? And Stephen Jones choked up and he said, I don't want to think about that. You know, I'm trying to appreciate every day we have here. So that's it's a really well done series. And I think the last episode, if you're a current fan of the Dallas Cowboys, you'll probably pull the most from that. But if you're a lifelong fan of the Dallas Cowboys and you remember the 90s heydays, but you maybe didn't know certain details, then this entire series is definitely going to be a watch. I think regardless, if you're just a fan of sport, this is a series that's definitely worth your watch.
Yeah, I like that. If you're just a fan of sport, I like that idea too. And I lived it. I mean, I lived through the entire thing, and there's still a couple of things that I'm like, oh yeah, I was 8 years old. Of course I wasn't paying attention to that thing like I am today in this. Have you talked to any of the players that may have seen this? Are there any guys that have checked it out and been like, oh man, that's a different group?
No, I don't know of any players that got early access or anything similar to that. I'm sure over the course of the next couple of weeks, you know, maybe a player or two will have some time to binge it through. But we were able to see some of the players that were in the documentary at the Netflix premiere in Hollywood. It was the last week of training camp where we all snuck down there and were able to see Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. I think James Washington showed up for that. And just the amount of man hours that went into not only, you know, constructing the story, but the interviews. You know, the Way brothers talk about over 40 hours of interviews that they did with Jerry Jones. I can only imagine what they had to decipher because sometimes I only have to do about 35, 40 minutes and it takes all of my brain power away for a day. Mm. I can't imagine doing 40 hours. So I really commend these guys' efforts.
Do you remember not that long ago in the Welcome to Oxnard presser where Jerry said that any of his players, including Micah, could get hit by a car? And maybe that's why we don't do a contract extension.
Yeah, and you know what? It's I think it was episode 4 where they spend about 15 minutes talking about the Emmitt Smith holdout, and man, it is so ominous when you're hearing about that negotiation and just kind of the uniqueness of that one, but also how it sounds like every other contract negotiation that's been had over the course of the last 32 years, and just strikingly similar to what they're dealing with Michael Parsons right now as well. It's kind of a fascinating jump back in time, even though it's really ominous as to what they're dealing with today.
Now, everyone is putting out roster projections. It can be lots of fun. When you construct your roster, do you have the guts to put James Houston on the 53?
That's where it gets tough, man, because who do you replace him with? And I think that probably comes down to him and Peyton Turner. And, you know, I think there's a case to be made for both. And I don't know. It kind of depends on how you feel about, you know, Marshawn Nealon's ability to be able to steal a run off the edge, how you feel about Do you feel comfortable with Solomon Thomas sometimes playing that seven tech type of role? He's done it in camp on some, certain rundowns. You know, can he do that on a consistent basis as a rotating guy with Marshawn Nealand? I don't know. But man, James Houston's just been so good to watch in the preseason and during training camp. I mean, his pass rush is incredible. He's had more than a 10% pass rush win rate in every single year of his career. You go back to last year, Micah Parsons and Osa Adigizua are the only ones that did that for the Cowboys. And, you know, granted, Sam Williams is back. Donovan Azaraku is certainly going to factor into the mix. But, man, when you have that type of pass rush win ability, you got to find a way to roster it, in my opinion. And, it's going to be tough to figure that out. And, honestly, if I were to bet right now, I'm not sure that they put James Houston on the roster. Yeah. But, you know, if I'm playing GM Nick Harris right now, I'm finding a way to do it.
So is Kevin. GM Kevin is definitely trying to figure it out.
Look, I have a more radical plan. In it, James Houston takes the roster spot of Will Greer, because if Dak Prescott gets hurt, look, this thing's probably a wash anyway, don't worry about it. Just put Joe Milton in and let's ride it out for the season and see what we get. Maybe get a better draft pick. I have radical ideas the Cowboys are not likely to follow.
I like the area that you're in, though, with the offensive part of things. Nick, is the offense, have you gotten a good evaluation of what this offense is, or is it more like, well, I'm getting a better evaluation of individual players?
Yeah, absolutely not, man. And it's I've said this over the course of the last few days. I feel like we don't really know a whole lot about this team. It's probably by design. We are going to know more at halftime of that Philadelphia game than we've learned at any point over the course of the last month. Yep. And that's just the nature of it. And that's the nature of, you know, Brian Schottenheimer trying not to show too much here early on in his first year as head coach. You know, at least from talking to people, it sounds like some of the offense is going to be pretty similar to what we saw under Mike McCarthy. You know, there's a little bit of concept changes, but for the most part, you know, there's going to be some similarities. It's more so sequencing that I think you're going to see probably the differences, you know, as far as sequence of plays, when certain plays are run and, you know, how they're stacked on top of each other to maintain drives. But as far as offense overall goes, man, it's tough to figure out at this point.
Are you feeling pretty confident though in your tackle area, Adeniji and Nate Thomas? I've actually liked what I've seen out of these two.
Yeah, and you know, you hope you don't have to start Nate Thomas in week one. You hope Tyler Guyton is ready to go, especially given the opponent. You know, you got the Philadelphia Eagles, and then you got the New York Giants in weeks one and two. Really talented edge rusher groups for both squads. So, you know, while Nate Thomas has had, you know, he's been the surprise of training camp, because I think if you had told me going into camp, hey, Tyler Guyton's going to miss some time, then I was like, okay, Austin Richards, it's time for him to, you know, kind of take it forward. And now we're talking about Austin Richards potentially not making the roster, which is just kind of a crazy fall off. But also on the flip side, Nate Thomas has taken a step forward, but I don't know if he's ready to start a couple of games for you. And so, I would be worried about throwing Thomas out there early on. Adeniji, though, I've liked what I've seen from him, man. He's been really good coming in as a veteran option. And, if he were to step in at right tackle at any point or needs to, I think they would be okay there.
Now, talk with Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram right here on 105.3 The Fan. I think we all realize that, like, that first 53 that you eventually put out, there's going to be a lot of changes to it anyway. I wanted to get your take on, with the injury to Mingo, do you think it is Flannoy or Holden, or could it potentially be both of them that make that initial 53?
Yeah, and the question is, do you carry five or six? And I'm just kind of guessing that I think this offense will carry six receivers. If that's the case, then those last two guys, they have to be special teams demons. And Trayshawn Holden is far from that. And so I see Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flannoy factoring into that situation. And look, I understand. I hear the Trayshawn Holden love from the fans. I get it. I understand it. He's looked good at camp. He's had its moments when he gets in the preseason. But this kid does not have special teams experience, and he's still learning special teams. I expect him to be practice squad for probably at least a year. And then maybe this time next year, he's ready to take a step forward in the special teams department.
The Damone Clark we saw on Saturday, that was, I told Kevin yesterday, when he got active, it seemed like the rest of the defense started to get even more active as well. Is that, A, what happened in the mix with him last year? And B, is that the version of Damone Clark you think we're going to see more often this year?
Yeah, last year I think it was a situation where, you know, the defensive coaching staff last year just kind of fell out of trust with Damone Clark. And okay. I think it was kind of by fault of both sides. You know, I think there were times when, you know, they expected more out of Damone Clark and they didn't quite get it. And then I think there were times where, you know, they were probably asking him things that was probably out of the realm of question, you know. And so last year it kind of went to hell early on for Damone Clark. And, you know, there were times last year where you wondered if Damone Clark would even make it to the trade deadline. But he's still around. He stuck around. This new defensive system is really starting to benefit him, this attack style of defense. And, you know, now that he is 100% fully healthy, I mean, he has been for the last couple of years, but really feeling fresh going into this contract year. I mean, you see the pursuit angles. You see whenever he hawks down somebody, how he's able to get to them. You know, the one play that really stands out for me from his performance on Saturday was when Rasheen Ali was trying to bounce to the outside and Damone Clark just chased him all the way to the side.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Headline and threw him out. And that was really cool to see from Damone Clark. You know, I think, you know, he's done enough to stamp a roster spot, which is big for him. And, you know, he's going to be factored in on special teams for sure. And if there's an injury to, you know, either a Jack Sanborn or a Kenneth Murray, that's probably the guy you turn to now.
Now, speaking of injuries, obviously, we've all waited and waited to see how cornerback will shake out and who will be healthy when. Have you had an opportunity to discuss with anybody or watch anything about OJ Mutia, the pickup the Cowboys had, I believe it was yesterday?
Yeah, I think this is probably more of a situation of they just need some healthy bodies in this final preseason game.
Yeah,
I'm not confident that Ojemudia can make the final 53 coming in the final week. They lost another corner this week, Bruce Harmon, to an injury and had to waive injure him. And so this is a situation more of you know getting just a healthy body thrown into the mix on Friday.
Oh, and then the Joe Milton saga that we're dealing with.
Do people talk about that?
Yes, just a little bit. This makes sense, right? Like I feel like it's pretty clear that they're trying to accomplish here, but it just feels like, well, hold on, but don't you want to see your offense get in a rhythm? Why aren't you all these things? But it does make sense what they're trying to accomplish with him, right?
Yeah, and I don't know because it seems like an experiment, right?
Yes.
You had the same experiment with Trey Lance, and it felt like you were finally starting to make some progress with Trey Lance. It was baby steps, but you're finally able to make some progress. You saw that Week 18 game last year, and there were moments where you could pull from and be like, okay, you know, this might be a serviceable backup option, and then they let him walk. And so, you know, the money is different between Milton and Lance. I understand that, but, you know, it feels like they're kind of back to square one with Joe Milton. And, you know, the fool is me because at training camp, you know, I saw a pretty consistent Joe Milton. I was like, hey, I think this guy's probably taking a step forward. I think he could be a serviceable backup. But it's been these game environments where it's really been different for him. And I think the discrepancy comes from, you know, we've seen him at camp hold the ball really long in the pocket. And you're not getting hit in the pocket at camp, obviously. And he'll roll out and he'll find his guy and he'll make an athletic play. But in those game environments, those guys are coming at you. And I think it's been the speed has been a little bit different for Milton. And then the footwork has been all over the place for Joe Milton. And that's probably going to be the thing that they hammer the most over the course of these next couple of years with him is trying to clean up the footwork. Because, I mean, you can look at both of his interceptions over the last couple of weeks. He's just dedicating way too much weight to his front leg. His hip is not even really torquing. It's just all arm action. And you understand it because he has this elite arm power and he's had it his whole life. But, you know, in the NFL, when you're trying to fit balls into a 12 to 18 inch window, mm-hmm. 40 yards down the field, that footwork has to be super clean. And you saw it on the Mingo throw, the 49-yard completion that he was able to make down the right sideline. Looked good. Footwork was clean, but it just needs to be on a more consistent basis. But if we're talking about going into the year and, you know, you need a backup quarterback to come in and play 2, 3, 4 games. I mean, Dak Prescott has missed time 4 out of the last 5 seasons. It's something you have to, you know, healthily expect. I think you would be pushing the panic button if you had to do that this year.
So it sounds like you're not a fan of my revolutionary Will Greer for Houston play. So I know it makes for great clicks and great content about Micah Parsons, but I want to know with you, do you actually think there's any chance the Cowboys would trade Micah Parsons?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I wouldn't bet on it. I would probably put the betting on it's pretty long, but I think it's certainly on the table. You know, and if, you know, this rumor about the Packers making an offer is actually true, then, you know, teams are trying to call their bluff as well. So, but everything I've heard from the Cowboys side is that they continue to have zero intention of trading Micah Parsons. And, you know, this relationship definitely has gotten messy over the course of the last few weeks specifically. But I don't think there's anything that a big old check can't handle or can't fix. And
yeah.
So, including back tightness, by the way, I've heard that's really good medicine for it. But overall, I still feel like a deal gets done in the month of September. I've been sticking to that point, whether it happens in Week 1 or Week 4, I think a deal gets done in the month of September. If we get into October and we're kind of looking at a situation where it's like, all right, the Cowboys are going to let him play out this fifth year option. That's where I think the odds start really flipping on its head.
Man, great stuff. As always, really appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Bye, Nick.
There you go, Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Great follow, by the way, on Twitter.
You like him more now that he's with the Star-Telegram, right? A real newspaper because you're a newspaperman?
Yeah, we had a chat.
About newspapers, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's say that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. If it makes us feel any better, the Astros suck right now, too.
Oh, man.
Next on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets.
Kevin, I'm so proud of you for getting that. While you were gone, I missed it one time and had to do it in the next segment.
Yeah. Those, I mean, you got to get the sponsors
sometimes
in,
man. You got to.
Hey, I'm going to do my best to make us less sad about the Rangers. But to be fair, I need to play cut number three because we probably should ignore the fact that they lost again.
A lifetime 251 hitter hitting 300, and he lines one down the left field line, hooking at the foul pole. It is gone. It stays just inside the pole. And the Royals lead it 4-1. It's their third home run of the game.
The Rangers lose to the Royals 4-3. They are now 2-9 in their last 11 games. So this probably isn't going to fix anything, but I'm going to try.
It'd be nice to be 9-2.
It really would. You know what's who's closer to that? The Royals, who look like they're actually in a playoff race and trying to do something about it. But Houston Astros are terrible right now as well. But they also lead the division. You know what? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost last night to Detroit 10-0.
Gross.
The day before, they lost to Baltimore 12-0. It is the first time in the history of the Astros they have been shut out back-to-back times and lost by double digits.
Really?
First time ever.
Beginning of a trend?
Yeah,
I
predict they will lose the rest of their games this season at least 10-0.
Okay, and then what about the Mariners?
You know,
will they lose 10-0?
It's not looking like that is going to be the case.
If the Rangers don't lose every game 10-0 from here on out, will they catch the Astros?
If the Mariners,
Rangers don't.
If they don't,
yeah.
No, because then they'll lose the games like 3-2.
Oh, dude, stop!
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
It's the most ridiculous claim.
You know what, John Smoltz?
You might not
this
be wrong,
time
John.
You might actually be right about that. Right, but the Mariners have been in a little bit of a funk as well. In fact, none of the teams in the AL West are currently on a winning streak.
Kevin, I think we need to discuss this.
Okay.
And I feel like we'll discuss it later in the show as well, but from the 940.
Let's do it.
This is regarding the Rangers game last night. We might have won if we didn't get screwed out of a run. Jock was safe, and it was easy to see. He was absolutely 1,000% safe.
I agree with the second part of that. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Ride with me on this one just a little bit, Kevin. Let's be a fan for a second.
I am a fan.
He scores. All
agreed.
Right? He scores. They call him safe like he really was. Instead of stupidly going to New York, wasting 10 minutes of our life, and then saying that it was wrong.
Did you see Bruce Bochy lose all the faith in the world in the review system in that moment when he was like, go to the review.
Yeah.
And then it goes against him. He's like, I don't even know what
we're
doing.
We're just going to the review. All right. So
that's
Jock Peterson scores. You got some runs on the board now, right?
True.
You're sitting there. You got a lead. That inning continues.
Yes.
I think you score another run in that inning.
And that you very well could be right about that.
I think that, and I'm not giving an excuse for this season, okay? But I am upset with the game for not rewarding Jock and the Rangers in that moment. The game itself, it was a hustle play. He was safe, should have been, and that is the kind of thing that creates rallies in baseball games, all right? That kind of moment. Again, Jock Peterson's season has not been good, so maybe the game's saying we're not rewarding him for that. All right, fine. But I was upset that the game didn't reward the hustle on that because the game knows that whenever that kind of thing goes, that is momentum. That is what we discuss as momentum, and it was going to start building there, and then it just felt like a shot in the leg, and everybody was like, well, now they had plenty of game left to make up everything from there.
Okay, I just want to say, I agree with that conceit much more than the simplistic idea of, well, it was 4-3, so if you add on a run, it would have been a tie.
I agree, yeah.
I don't agree with that line of logic at all. But let's go with your line of logic. All right, so you take at least a 2-1 lead in top of the second, right? Top of the second. You take at least a 2-1 lead.
At most, a 10-1 lead.
Okay, well, that would have been great.
20.
But maybe you would have tagged on more runs. If that's the case, I know you still would have said Jack Leiter, not his best stuff last night.
Nope.
I do wonder, though, if it changes if it's 3 or 4-1 versus 1-1. I have no way to prove that one way or another, but we always talk about stress innings, and obviously last night, not Jack Leiter's best outing by any stretch of the imagination. But I can't help but wonder if maybe he would have been a little bit better off had they been able to not only 2-1, but maybe 3-1, 4-1, if they kept building in that inning, and that could have changed it. I don't know. I can't prove it either way. The point is you lost.
Right. And again, you're right. I can't prove it. They didn't do anything more beyond that in the game.
True.
That's something they have to figure out how to fix. Sure, that's a moment that's frustrating, but the best don't let that become the problem.
Yeah.
They just go, all right, then we'll show you. And this team, unfortunately, Kevin, aside from like Evaldi, doesn't have the I'll show you factor anymore.
Yeah.
Just go back.
Oh, man.
That 23 season, that Astros series was the I'll show you. And that was around the trade deadline, right? We were out there in Oxnard. I'll show you. Marcus Semien stomps on the plate. They don't seem to have that kind of fight that they used to have.
Man, that is.
I hate it.
That's a pretty damning indictment. Right,
I love
there.
These guys.
All right, let's talk about something positive.
Thank you.
Caden Scarborough, the fast-rising pitching prospect for the Rangers, he had 5 innings of no-hit ball in Class A. He was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Year, and they moved him up to Advanced Class A in the South Atlantic League.
So you think he's going to start next year?
I don't.
Slide him right into the rotation.
I mean, maybe.
See? I mean, we work fast around here.
Okay. Hey, don't listen to this next, 7 seconds.
All right.
Hey, Alec, that it's definitely not going to happen. I just wanted to try to give some positive to the audience.
Oh, man.
All right. Now, I'm
back.
Okay, great. I hope you didn't hear that last part. Now, this is wild to me. So, a Baseball Hall of Fame program from the first ever Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which was in 1939.
Yes.
It was signed by all 11 inductees at the time, including Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, who for some reason signed the program twice.
Yeah.
Must have been a white man that he was signing it for.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Is it not well known that Ty Cobb did not care for most people? It didn't look exactly like him. Walter Johnson, Honus Wagner, Cy Young, Tris Speaker, Grover Alexander, Nap LaJoy, George Sisler, Eddie Collins, and Connie Mack. Not
some of those names aren't real.
Okay. Is it
George Sisler?
Is it George Sisler? It's S-I-S, so it's Sisler.
Okay. Let's go to the Sisler.
But it sold for $315,000.
Seems low.
I kind of think that, too.
There's some significant names on there.
So, it is the highest ever paid for a program. The previous record was for a World Series program from 1903. But to your point, it is signed by Cy Young, Honus Wagner, Ty Cobb, twice Babe Ruth. That's pretty incredible. And it's from the first ever ceremony, 86 years ago?
You know how we get items sometimes for Peace-Thon and people are like, will you guys sign it? And we're like, that's going to degrade.
Fact.
I feel like that's the George Sisler part.
They're okay, he's a Hall of Famer.
Sure that's really him.
How dare you? Yeah, do you believe Connie Mack is real? And if so, is it only because of the Connie Mack World Series?
Yep.
Okay. By the way, quick note, the Los Angeles Dodgers did a huge 3-game sweep over the weekend of the Padres. They fall flat in Colorado, lose to the Rockies 4-3. Don't look now, but the Colorado Rockies have won 4 in a row in 6 of their last 7.
Wow.
Really taking some of the excitement of their quest for the worst record of all time out in the last month or so. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next from Sirius XM, it is the host of the Casuals podcast, Katie Nolan, live in studio right here on The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.